Here are some suggestions for classroom work on the Bach. What moods do each of the movements conjure up for you? What about the overall shape of the work? Can you imagine what it would have been like without the preludio to begin with? And is there another dance that might have worked to begin the piece with? In the preludio, can you hear the different rhythms that jump out at you, even though I'm playing only a succession of semiquavers with an equal rhythm? Near the end of the preludio, there's a section where Bach employs a technique called bariolage, which is a French word. This is when the violinist plays two notes which are the same, only one is an open string and the other one is a stopped note on an adjacent string. Even though the notes are the same pitch, when you switch quickly from one string to another, there's a different tone colour. So what effect does that produce on the ear? And do you know what the other word is for tone colour? It's timbre. In the Lure, have a listen to Bach's use of harmony, which is particularly inventive. Can you imagine what this piece would sound like if it were accompanied on the piano or harpsichord, with the violin only playing the top line? Would that take away some of the character of the piece? For younger students, can you make up your own dance to the different movements? In the Gavotte, there are four different episodes. Can you describe the character of each and find the one which is completely different from the others? Why is it so different? It might be interesting to find other pieces by different composers with the same dances. For instance, you could compare Bach's version of a gigue to another composer's idea of the same dance. For advanced students, the use of ornamentation is a way to decorate the theme. Can you hear any other ornaments other than trills, and what purpose do they serve?